Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Now back to the man who humbly and graciously accepted this year's Small Business Journalist of the Year Award.
Who's the man? Who's the man?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Mr. Humble, Mr. Gracious here. Thank you for joining us. 800-531-3815. And thank you for staying with us, those of you who've been with me all morning. I appreciate it very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad to tell you that our guest this half hour, Lois Geller, is God's gift to direct marketing. She is the world's expert on this topic. She's also the author of a number of books, including Customers for Keeps and one of my favorites, Response, the Complete Guide to Profitable Direct Marketing. But the thing I'm the most happy about is she's our friend, and she's my good friend. Lois, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be here.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, she's just such a, I mean, the things that you do, Lois, you teach, you've got your company, your marketing company you work with, you write books, you have a newsletter that you put out. I mean, what do you get? Do you squeeze like 28 hours out of every day?
Yeah, I work long hours, and now I'm beginning to work at working smarter.
We all have to do that, don't we?
Yeah, we really do.
We need to learn how to work smarter and try to focus on things that are the most important, don't we?
Absolutely. And when you really, you know, I watched that Martha on television last night.
You watched that? Yeah.
Yeah, and it was like, what? Her values were all in the wrong place. You know, we don't want to get like that.
Right.
So we want to spend more time with family and just focus on the most important things you have to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm trying to do real hard.
Well, that's a challenge for all small business owners, because what happens to us, Lois, is that we think that the right thing for us to do, the best use of our time, is to be financially successful so we can give our family stuff. And the truth is, that's partly true. They do, you know, it is good to be able to provide for your family, but at the same time, you don't need to do that at the expense of depriving them of you.
I think that's so important. Last week, as I was telling you, I was with my son in Philadelphia. I did a speech there, and because I broke my foot, he went and helped me. And we were reminiscing over the times we had together, you know, in his growing up and some of the funny things we did in the trips. And those were really the important memories I have now,
mm-hmm.
not anything that I bought or my
mm-hmm.
house that I lived in.
Or a big sale that you made.
Right, nothing. Nothing really. I can't remember anything about, you know, the big client that I got or won, or the reason I stayed 3 days in a row trying to get a presentation together. The more important thing was the time that I got home for his band concert.
Right. Right. Building those memories.
Yes, it is.
That's the key, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but at the same time, our businesses are a lot of who we are. Our small businesses are who we are, and we define ourselves that way, and that's okay. I mean, it's all right to be defined that way, but we really have to make sure that we don't lose sight of maintaining balance in our lives, do we?
I think it's so important, and I think we're better at what we do in our small business when we do have balance, when we take a breath of air and get away from the company, or make sure that you walk out of the office during lunchtime and take that walk around the block a few times, and you come back, you're energized, and you're really in better shape to think about the problems of the day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, and the thing is that our lives, our small business lives, are filled with so many ups and downs that if we don't have anything to fall back on with the down, when we're in one of those valleys, if we don't have anything that we can look around and say, well, you know what, that's gone to you know where, but this other part of my life, it's okay. So, you know, maybe you know, my life isn't in big trouble. I can remember a lot of times when my business would be in tough shape, I would say, I would check on my kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if they were okay, I said, you know what, I don't know if nothing really else matters.
You know, there used to be a song many years ago, When I'm worried and I can't sleep, I count my blessings instead of sheep.
Yeah.
And I fall asleep counting my blessings.
Yeah.
And the picture that it always brings to my head is the times that I was struggling so hard, and I'd go into Paul's room, and I would see him resting with his teddy bear in his bed, you know, and everything was fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh no,
all's
really.
Well.
It really is. You kind of have to put things in perspective, and especially when things start closing in on you. You know, folks, this isn't at all what Lois and I were going to talk about.
No.
We're actually going to get into it. But the reason I think it's important to point this out is you've heard me talk about the experts who join us on our show, our Brain Trust members. They're just like you and me. They've got the same challenges. They get themselves out of those challenges the same way you and I do. They've got the same hopes and dreams. But yet they offer their time and their perspectives. They're willing to open themselves up and share some of their thoughts and ideas with us. And Lois is a great example of that. And Lois, thank you for that. When we come back, we're gonna talk about elevator speeches. You know what an elevator speech is? Well, if you don't, you're gonna find out in about 3 minutes. 20 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 17 till. Let me remind you about our show coming up straight ahead. We've got Jeffrey Dylan Schneider is going to join us. Jeffrey's been on the show once before. Jeffrey is a young poet. He's got a brand new book out. I want him to share a couple of poems with us. Just some thoughts, just some things that'll settle us down a little bit, that'll kind of get us centered a little bit. Looking forward to getting Jeffrey on the show again. And then Wayne Cruz will be up after that. Wayne's with Cato, and we're going to find out. We're going to talk about some intellectual property issues with Wayne. Azriella Jaffe and I are going to talk about what women want and what they're demanding from their husbands, and that's going to be an interesting thing. I'm going to try not to get hurt in that conversation. And then after that, Ron Sperano is with IBM. He's going to talk to us about the security issues around wireless computing, making sure that when you do wireless computing, which I actually have a unit that is wireless, that you make sure that you're secure while you're doing that. That's coming up in the show straight ahead. Lois Geller is our guest. She's the author of Customers for Keeps and Response, the revised and expanded edition of her book called Response. Lois, tell us where these books are available, please.
Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble bookstores and BarnesandNoble.com.
Okay. And give us your website while we're on that topic.
It's Mason, M-A-S-O-N, Geller.com.
M-A-S-O-N-G-E-L-L-E-R.com.
Right.
Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
When you get there, I have about 35 or 40 articles, and they change every week on various subjects and how to market anything and how to do it efficiently and new ideas. They're sort of creative, you know, thought starters, we call them. And there's also a resource center on the website that tells you printers and list brokers and other marketing people that can help you in your area of the country.
It's a dynamite website, folks. MasonGeller.com. Check it out when you can. Lois, there are so many times in our day, in our week, in our professional life, when somebody says, what do you do? And fear, you may have time to tell them about it for an hour. They may be insincere, and they may only, you know, you may only have the attention for 8 seconds, or there may be something about to happen. They may be very sincere, but there may be something about to happen which will take them away from you. And so we need to learn how to explain to people what we do in bite sizes, don't we?
We really do. I call it the elevator pitch, and that is telling people what you do and the time it takes to take your elevator from the first floor to your floor. And it just came alive for me, my own challenge with this particular thing. About 3 weeks ago, I was at a luncheon, and they did one of these things that I didn't know a soul at this luncheon. It was a alternative response media lunch. And I was sitting at a table, and they said, let's go around the table and tell everybody your name and what you do. And when it came to me, I said, I'm Lois Geller. I own Mason & Geller, a full-service direct marketing agency. And as I looked around the table, everybody's eyes glazed over, you know. And then I figured, oh, I better clarify it. So I jumped in and said, we help our clients get new customers and keep the customers they already have. Mm-hmm. And then more eyes glazed over. And then it was the next person's turn. And as we went around the table, somebody from a major computer company said, we handle business solutions for small and medium-sized companies. And he went into this whole thing, and nobody knew what anybody did when we finished going around the table.
Right.
And I thought, geez, you know, we should really prepare this. When I get back to the office, I want to really figure out what I do that would make it interesting and sort of a hook, something that would, you know, that I can explain what I do in a heartbeat kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. And it's really a hard thing to do. It's sort of like a vision statement. Those are hard to do, too. And yet people write these down, and they spend lots of time putting them together. And for the most part, they're a bunch of baloney because it's not really what anybody does. I was on the plane going out down to Miami to visit my mom, and there was somebody sitting next to me working on his vision statement for a brochure that they were doing. And I read it, and I couldn't believe it. I asked him if I could write it down, and I was hoping someday I'd talk to you on the show and I could read this vision statement to you. Can I read it to you?
Sure, absolutely, please.
Our vision is to be a world-class, preeminent, global commercial law firm. We're committed to providing outstanding service in a firm where we can live out our professional lives with satisfaction and joy.
Holy mackerel.
Do you see those joyful lawyers dancing around
in
a circle?
Yes, and but here's my question. What does that mean to me?
It doesn't mean anything to
you. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Absolutely not.
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, we've had this conversation before on the show about the difference between features and benefits. Features is what we get excited about. Benefits is what our customers get excited about.
Absolutely. What can you do for me?
Well, you know, This elevator speech thing is one of the toughest ones. You mentioned that it's hard. It really is hard.
What do you say when people ask you what you do, Jim?
Well, I have two or three different ones, but one of them is I say that I'm the only person in the world who talks to small business owners 5 days a week.
Oh, that's a good one. I love that
I also say that I produce and distribute more multimedia small business content than any other human on the planet. But the thing is that still features and that still features more than features than benefits, see?
Right.
And so the better one would be to say that I bring hundreds of experts. I put hundreds of experts in front of small business owners every day, every year.
Now, see, to
me,
build their business.
To me, that's more a benefit.
That's right. It is.
But the thing is that what you have to realize is my early ones were all about features, not about benefits. We've got to make sure that whenever we talk to people about what we do, that it focuses on what we can do for our customers, not what they can do for us.
I went to see Dr. Paolini. He's my dentist, and I paid for his whole offices, all his new offices with my teeth. And I asked him what his elevator talk was while he was filling my thing the other day. And he said, I'm a dentist. I help people keep their teeth in good shape.
Hold on to that thought. Lois, we're going to take a quick break. We're still visiting with our good friend Lois Geller. We're going to continue to do that. We're going to do that right after these messages. Tintel, stay with us.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on?
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. It's free. It comes every week by email. And also, I want you to remind you about Lois Geller's website, masongeller.com. It's a dynamite website and a lot of great things there that are free. Just check it out when you get a chance. And don't forget, Lois K. Geller, G-E-L-L-E-R, is the name on her books that you can find. One book is Response, which is the revised and expanded edition. And then her other book, one of the other books, I should say, at least the ones that I have in front of me, is called Customers for Keeps, which is probably my most favorite customer care book in the world. 8 powerful strategies to turn customers into friends and keep them forever. And she teaches you how to do that in this book. And you can find those wherever books are sold. Lois, we're talking about the elevator speech, and this really is a good exercise, not only for the elevator speech, for the 8-second time that you've got to tell somebody what you do. If somebody says, stand up and introduce yourself and tell us what you do, but, you know, you can only do it in 10 seconds. It's not only good for that, but it's also good for us to, a good exercise for us to realize that we really have to focus everything that we do on letting the customer know what we can do for them, not what they can do for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I've been receiving a lot of resumes lately, And many of the cover letters always say things like, I'm seeking a position in a world-class direct marketing agency so I can apply all of my extensive learning I acquired at Ivy League University. Mm-hmm. My communication skills are excellent. I can be a huge asset, yada-do-do-do-do.
Uh-huh.
Just once, I'd like to say, dear Ms. Geller, I'm a pretty good student, but mostly I'm a guy who gets things done. How about giving me 15 minutes of your time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that sounds human. It's almost like we all got the same memo that says, let's bore the people to death by saying, we are the solutions people, you know. What are these solutions? You know, solutions to what? My bad marriage, my floundering business, my toilet is running over. You know, what are these solutions people are talking about? And I wish that people would walk away from that. We have salespeople calling us all the time. And even in my voicemail, I'll hear, I'm a solutions person, you know, and you need to talk to me if you're going to get your attitude done, you know, and it goes on. I think the important thing is to try to touch people in a human way. Tell them what you can do for them immediately. And do it in sort of a human, in sort of a fun way or something, you know. My Dr. Paolini, I always kid him, you know, he takes care of impossible teeth.
Yeah.
Teeth that everybody else have given up on, Dr. Paolini can fix, you know, that kind of thing. And the idea is to figure out what your big benefit is and say it up front. And do it with a hook and with a little
humor. Bit of flair.
And when they go around the table next time and you say, hi, I'm Joe Smith, have it all prepared in your head, because so many times we start stuttering as if we didn't know that was going to happen to
us
at the next networking event. We
right.
pay $100 to go to the networking event, so we say, well, I do direct mail. And
right.
Direct
uh-huh.
It's true, though.
Well, and take that thing, take that idea and expand it into every part of your business. Ask your employees. To me, I think we need to ask our employees, if somebody said to you, what do we do, what would you say? I mean, go around today, folks, and ask one or two of your employees, people that you think should know the answer to that question. And if you hear features coming out of their mouth instead of benefits, you need to have a training program.
That's absolutely true. And also ask your customers why they decided to do business with your
right.
company.
What is
you really don't want
you
them
back?
To think about it, but what do you do that's a great value? What they would say if they asked them to do a reference for your company. You know, what would they say about your company? And you can often get those key phrases that you never would have thought of yourself, because it's the hardest thing in the world to talk about yourself. It seems like, you know, it's your ego, and it's hard to say, gee, I'm a world-class blah, blah, which
right.
you don't want to say anyway.
Right, which is not the right thing. Yeah, exactly. That's not the right thing to say anyway, is
right.
it? So if you talk about what you do for your customers, that makes it easier. It should be easier, shouldn't it?
It really should. Talk to your customers. Talk to your employees. Right? Spend a little time crafting it, because you also want to use it on your brochure. You want to use it on your sales letter. You want to use it everywhere that you have to introduce your business to your prospect or to your existing customer, just to refresh what it is you do. It's sort of your tagline. And it's so personally you that the more human and the odder you make it, the more you're going to stand out.
And when it comes to odd, Jim and Lois have pretty much got that color covered, haven't we? Haven't we, Lois?
Yes, we do.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, she's one of the best. And Lois, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much,
It's
Jim.
Always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Lois Geller, ladies and gentlemen, MasonGeller.com. Check that out. Don't forget. I got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.